Zok de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Kalayim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Hoya Roish Tar Chitim, Nichnas Betoich Shel Sa'odim. What is a Roish Tar? Interesting, the Batanura says, Tar was actually a kind of an earring. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Tarei Zahav Nase Lach. We're using the mashal of this earring because it was a triangle. Our Mishnah is telling us, if I have wheat that comes to a point, like a triangle, it could even be a square that's tilted. You ever notice the stickers on TLC cars or buses? Transportation vehicles have to have a square sticker. It has to be like a diamond. It has to be tilted. So whether it's a triangle or whether it's tilted, the point is, if I'm looking down, I would see my wheat coming to a point. And I could not much be touching a barley field, a square of barley. That's no problem. Hayarosh tar. If the corner of a field of chitim nichnas betoich shel sa'odim, it mamish looks like it's coming in, it touches, although it can't mamish go over. But it touches, it's not a problem. Klayim has to do with marasayin, what it looks like. And it doesn't look like two fields. It doesn't look like they're connected. Mutter, the reason it's mutter is meishu nirik esayv sedeu. The roish tor, the tip of the triangle, looks like the end of his wheat field. It does not look like a wheat field that's planted next to a barley field. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Shaloi chitim, let's say his was wheat. Reuven's field was a wheat field. V'shel chaveri, the field of his friend Shimon, that's next to his field, min acher, is a different mean. It's barley, let's say. The Mishnah doesn't say barley. We're saying, just as a mashal, it was barley. The Mishnah says min acher. Zok the Mishnah, mutter lismach loi mi'ayse yamin. And there's no problem. There's no problem for me to do what? So first of all, you should know that if I have a neighbor, and he has wheat and I have barley, or the other way around, if the fields belong to two different people, it's not a problem. It doesn't have to be a triangle, even. People know they belong to two different people. Our Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. My neighbor, let's say, has a barley field. Comes up to the property line. To the line that separates my property and his property. I have a wheat field. But I didn't plant all the way up till the line. There's one more strip over there that's empty. Zok the Mishnah, not only can I plant wheat over there, because we know it's not a problem if I have wheat and my neighbor has barley, I could even plant barley there. What? If I plant barley in that strip, that means my barley is going to be next to my wheat. And the answer is, again, when it comes to climate, it's marasayan. People that look at it will say, oh, my neighbor's barley field goes up until that point. They're not going to hop. That little row of barley is on my side of the property line. As long as it looks like it's a continuation of my friend's field, my friend's barley field, it's okay. Even though really it's not. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. Let's say his field was planted chitim wheat. What about my friend? V'gam shel chaveray. His friend's field also, that's near his field, is also planted wheat. Mutter, it's mutter for me, or him in the context of the Mishnah, lismaychlai, to plant on that empty strip between my field and his field, telem shel pishtan, a row of flaxseed. Flaxseed? Wait a second. You want to tell me there's an empty row between my wheat and the edge of my property, and my friend has barley, so I'm planting barley there. Okay, so someone's going to look at it and going to think it's all my friend's barley. But flaxseed, why can I plant flaxseed there? So the flaxseed is next to my chitim. And the answer is, people don't generally plant one row of flaxseed. It's not enough. The only reason somebody would plant a row of flaxseed if he wants to test his field to see if it's good for flax. If it works out, ich weiß, next year he'll plant lots of flax. So I'm not worried about a row of flaxseed because people will chap, he didn't put it here for the purpose of having flax. It was only to test the field. So you can put flax there, but v'loy telem shel minachar. Can't put a row of something else besides for pishta, even if his kavana is just to test the field. Because with other things, sometimes a person does plant just one row. People will be chayshed him. Oh, he planted to use it, so it's klayim. That you can't do. but Pishtim, where basically everybody understands. It was only to test the field, it's okay. So again, my friend has barley, I have wheat, but I have a row that's empty. I can put in that empty row Pishtim because everyone understands. I'm just doing it to test. I don't mean to have the Pishtim, so it's not Klai. Reb Shimon says, Echad Zera Pishtim ve'echad Kol Aminim. Pishtim and all the Minim are the same. The only problem is, Reb Shimon doesn't tell us they're all the same what? All the same Mutter, all the same Aser. So it's actually a Machlokes Rishonim. But we'll learn, according to the Batanur and the Rambam, they say, Reb Shimon is being Machmir. Reb Shimon says, no. Echad Zera Pishtim, whether it's flaxseed ve'echad Kol Aminim, or any of the other Minim, you can't plant one row. We're scared people are going to think he's doing it for the purpose of using the tour. They won't happy doing it to test, even with the flaxseed. A third sheet is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is really lenient. He says, not just at the edge of the field. I have a wheat field. There's an empty strip in the middle of my wheat field. Even in the middle of my field. Mutter livdok, I can check out the karka, but tell him shel pishtan. If I want to plant flax over there with the sole purpose of testing my field, if it's good for flax, it's okay. Because everyone knows I only mean to test it. My kavan is not to use the flax. Tanakama says you can do that at the edge of the field, between your field and someone else's field. Tanakama doesn't allow us to do that in the middle of a field. Rabbi Yossi is more makel than Tanakama. He says, you can plant your row of pishtim even in the middle of the field, in the middle of your own field. Everyone knows you're just doing it to test. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. Our Mishnah began by telling us if you have like a triangle, let's say you have a wheat field, that comes to a corner, even though it mamish goes straight into a square of barley, it's okay because it looks like two different fields. It's near a kisoif sedeyu. So I can't have wheat and barley as two squares next to each other, but if one comes to a point, it's okay. Then we learn in the Mishnah, if I have a field of wheat and my friend, let's say, has a field of barley. So we know the halacha that with two owners, you could line up the fields. It's not called klai. But the Mishnah is telling us a greater chiddush. The Mishnah is telling us, suppose my friend has a barley field and I have a wheat field. My friend, he planted his barley all the way up until the property line. I left the row empty. I can go and fill that row on my side of the property line. With barley. My barley is next to my wheat. But if you look at it, it looks like, no, the barley belongs to one person and the wheat belongs to another person. They don't know there's one strip of barley that belongs to me and therefore it's okay. Then the Mishnah told us, I can put it over there next to my friend in that empty row. Not just barley, but pishtan. How is that going to work? If I put in barley, it looks like it's part of my friend's field. But if I put in pishtan, it's not part of my friend's field. And the answer is, because everyone knows one row of pishtan doesn't really help you. It's not enough you can work with. So why am I doing it? I'm testing the soil to see if it's good for pishtan. I'm a male, it's not klai. I'm not planting to have it, I'm planting to test my soil with it. But I can't plant anything else over there. We said, Reb Shimon says, pishtan and other meaning are the same. Although we explained that some machlokes rishonim, does Reb Shimon mean same aser or same mutter, but we learned like the Batanura that it's aser. Just like other minim, you can't plant there, you can't plant pishtan either. And Rabbi Yossi is so makel, he says, sure you can plant pishtan. Everyone knows you're just testing your field. Not only at the edge, but Rabbi Yossi allows something that the Tanakhama does not allow, that is to plant it even in the middle of your field.